This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
News Talk WKNI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Council a little bit later on this evening in the city of Auburn, and Auburn Mayor Ron Anders joins me as we run through the agenda for tonight and some things to expect, and honestly, things at the end that we may not expect. Who knows? Before it's all said and done with.
That's kind of how it goes, Ben.
That's the beauty of making everything available to the public.
That's exactly right. And we're happy to do it.
Yes, yes. Reminder, as I've said before and say again, know who your council people are that are in your particular area. Feel free to email them or reach out at any point. I mean, that's what they're there for. If you got concerns within the city, even the mayor is, as bad as it sounds, his email is listed right there online.
And cell phone.
And cell phone. Oh, man. Yeah, y'all are one of the few that do that.
Well, we're not mandated to have citizens' communications. There's no state policy that says that you have to do that. It's just been part of the culture of Auburn City Council that I've been exposed to in my lifetime, and we, you know, we believe it's valuable for people to have that opportunity to speak to us. But as you've said a number of times since I've been the mayor and been doing this show with you twice a month, people can talk to us and communicate with us anytime they want. Mm. So if folks want to come to our meeting tonight and watch what goes on and be a part of that later on by taking their 3 minutes and speaking to us, then we certainly welcome them doing that. But they can certainly do that at any other time if they want to.
Two things that are different within the council meeting that is different than pretty much everybody else in the state. I'm not sure about other universities. I don't know if Tuscaloosa does this or not, but that's the two things I enjoyed. Number one, the citizens' communications, because it is a chance for people to voice their opinion. But the Auburn University communications and being able to have somebody that represents Auburn to come. And that dates back to, I think they were doing it when I was in school in the late 90s.
I'm pretty sure they were. And it's, look, there's 30,000, over 30,000 students at Auburn. That's less than, you know, that's about, I don't know, what is that, 40% of our population. And, you know, we think it's important that they speak to what's going on campus from their perspective. And I've been proud since I've become the mayor that we don't have a monthly breakfast with them 12 months a year, because obviously some of the months just don't work, December in particular. But most months of the year, we have a breakfast with their SGA officers and leadership and have a casual conversation with them about what's going on from their perspective. We answer their questions, and we certainly sometimes bring things up to their attention. So we have an ongoing communication with the students, and we do allow them to come and talk to us about what's going on campus. And we feel like it's important for the community for them to understand that we see that that's important, that we stay in contact with our students.
And there's been many of them that have ended up staying here after graduation and becoming permanent citizens, not
Absolutely.
Just transient citizens.
We've had some very, very fruitful relationships with the young people that have been involved in that activity, and hopefully it's meaningful to them. But more importantly, we hope it's meaningful to the council and to the citizens to hear what's going on campus.
Where are we getting started tonight, Mayor?
Well, we don't have anything on our committee of the whole. We'll start at 5:55, just in case there's questions or last minute things that come up that we need to talk about. But we'll start during our 6 o'clock agenda, and we've got a board announcement for the Green Space Advisory Board. There are two vacancies. I will say that there are two incumbents who have not served two full terms that, you know, that we will certainly consider if they'd like to be reappointed for a second term. But if that's something that you might be interested in, please go to the city's website, read about the Green Space Advisory Board. What do they do? When do they meet? The kind of decisions that they make. If you think that's something you're interested in, then certainly let us know and fill out an application. But I do want to let everybody know that there are two incumbents that we think will be seeking second terms. We're not sure yet. Mm. Alcohol beverage license for the Target store downtown. This is retail table wine and beer. We believe they're getting closer and closer, Ben. Obviously, when people ask me about that, I say, hey, they want to get ready in time for school to start back in August. You know, public schools in the community and certainly the university. So they're working hard. I see them most days of the week, and there's a lot of activity going on inside. And
they were working during summer nights. There was somebody in there doing something,
really?
Moving around. Yeah.
And so anyway, this is their alcohol beverage license. We got a business license penalty waiver request with a local company. They're, you know, normally been, if the company has a business license, they've been a good corporate partner in the community. There's been a mistake made. A lot of times those are just simple administrative mistakes. Sometimes a job change or miscommunication can create this, that the council time and time again is offered with a recommendation from the staff to give them a penalty waiver on not handling this. So I would hope the council would consider that tonight. Under contracts and agreements, we've got a contract with Erzin USA Corporation. This is for an emergency repair for a blower in the H.C. Morgan Water Treatment Plant. This is $41,000. It is an emergency, so it's a non-budgeted item, but we do need to replace this. We've got a contract with Alabama Power for lighting and services and agreements for the Lake Wilmore Community Center. This is all your typical street lights. Parking lot lights that will be out there, and we're continuing to be excited about the future of that. We have a contract with SHI International to purchase a one-year subscription for a lot of software and hardware and some licenses here. This is for our cybersecurity. It protects our servers and our workstations. It's a budgeted item. We have another contract with SHI to purchase 30 Juniper networks and 3 Juniper switches, network switches and software. This is wireless access points for the city. We have a contract with Twin Oaks Environmental for the H.C. Morgan Stream Bank Stabilization Project, and this is something we approved a couple of months ago. It's a shared project with a federal agency. Well, they'll pay for most of this, but it's to improve the stream bank out at the H.C. Morgan Water Treatment Plant. And then we have a three-year renewal of existing fiber Ethernet services and voice services with WOW Business. By signing a three-year contract, we're going to save the citizens over $1,000 a month, which will be about $37,000 over a three-year period of time. And that gets us through contracts and agreements, Ben.
We're heading into ordinances.
Yeah, we've got a couple of traffic control signs approvals that we do with new neighborhoods. One is a stop sign in the Glenwood Farms subdivision, and another is 2 stop signs and a 25-mile-per-hour sign in the Hunters Hill subdivision. Then we have an annexation property of a little over 4 acres with a single-family home located on this. This is Lee Road 146, Moores Mill Road, west of Society Hill Road. It was unanimously recommended from the Planning Commission. All the information about this is in the packet. Under resolutions, we have a couple of contracts and agreements. One with General Maintenance Contractors of East Alabama. This is fiber expansion for our traffic control. Ben, we're, you know, hoping eventually to have fiber to all of our traffic control intersections. We have 67 of those in the city of Auburn that we manage. And this is a gradual build out, particularly on the south end of our town with some of these intersections. And then we have a contract with Temple Management Service. These are for management services for the city's traffic control center. This is for cellular access to intersections that do not have fiber, and it monitors batteries and monitors the equipment and allows the city during high volume times, such as game days, or let's say, for instance, if we've had an accident on the interstate and the traffic is being rerouted through town, it allows the city to go in and change the traffic signals to help the flow of traffic. So both of these contracts and agreements have to do with traffic control and intersections in the city of Auburn. And that gets us through the agenda, Ben.
Well, we just missed that the other day. Did you see that incident that took place up the interstate?
Yes.
Between 70 and 77. And I was kind of keeping up with it online and how long it was closed. And I know that whenever something like that either spills or turns over, there's all kinds of, you got to bring in this department and that department and this person that does this with government, and this, got to make sure everything's okay because we can't be putting pollutants into the waterways and everything else. I get it. But goodness gracious alive, there was, because I think that was Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Father's Day, because my wife had a couple of friends that were traveling, and they're not from here, and they start texting her and going, you know, what would you suggest that we do? Now, this is my wife's idea of what to do. Turn around and go back.
She's a practical lady.
Yes, she is. That would be her. She goes, that's a sign. Turn around and go back. And so, we just missed that. But I have seen where I think something happened actually one morning before Megan came in here, and there was traffic that was having to be rerouted through the city.
Well, reality is an interstate is a blessing, and it's also a challenge. Mm. And it allows us access to two state capitals. It allows us access, quicker access to things like the beach. Going to the largest city in the Southeast, if you need whatever you want to do, whether you want to go to a baseball game or you need to do something particular in Atlanta, get to the airport. But there's a lot more cars on those interstates than there used to be. I was in South Alabama this past weekend at a family wedding, and 65 South from Montgomery to Mobile there's a lot going on there.
Yes.
And a lot of traffic, and there was some bad weather on Friday afternoon, and it was it was a challenge getting down there between the traffic and the weather. So people it's the summertime, folks are traveling, and we got July 4th coming up here really soon, and people just need to be patient and plan well.
Speaking of 4th of July, we're going to be shooting some fireworks.
We're going to be shooting some fireworks. Look forward to the 4th of July celebration out at Duck Sanford Park again. And ironically enough, Ben, the 4th of July comes on the first Tuesday of the month. Mm. So we will not be having a city council meeting on the 4th of July. And the city council decided to move the meeting to July the 11th. So we will be having back-to-back meetings in July. And it's important for everybody to understand that. We are mandated by the state to have two meetings a month. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily tell us when we need to have those meetings. We're just supposed to have two meetings a month. So we're going to be meeting, week to week in the month of July. And that will be highly unusual. It'll be unusual for you and I to get together back-to-back weeks. But that's what the council decided to do. There has been a time that we have met on July the 5th, on Wednesday night, July the 5th, instead of Tuesday night, July the 4th, in my term. But this is what the council decided to do because so many people were taking vacation that week and we're not going to be in town. And we feel like from the citizens' perspective, a lot of our citizens will be gone that week as well. So we'll meet on July the 11th and July the 18th. But certainly all the people that are in town, please come out to Duck Sanford and enjoy the fireworks on the 4th of July.
Didn't we do that once last year for something?
We, from time to time, we move our meetings around. It just depends. Christmas
I think that's
and New
what
Year's,
it was. Something like either Thanksgiving or Christmas or something.
Yeah, they impact our meeting dates. So we try to be reasonable about that and forecast what the situation is.
Well, I know we had to wrap things up with a few things before we get out of here.
Sure. I just want to say thank you to everybody who pitched in and made Juneteenth what it was over the weekend. I was out there yesterday before the rains came, and just want to thank the volunteers, in particular Councilwoman Connie Taylor, for the heart and soul she put into that event. And I believe it would be seen as a success in year three, and we'll move forward into the future. I want to congratulate the Yarborough Tennis Center. It was recognized as one of the top five facilities in the state of Alabama. It was recognized as a premier facility, and a lot of hard work goes into providing good tennis for our local citizens, as well as a cool place to have tournaments on the weekend, and I appreciate their hard work. And I just want to quickly mention, I just noticed it last week before I got out of town, just the buzz in our community around, Camp War Eagle. And we're thankful as a city to have Auburn University put that kind of emphasis on freshman orientation, where it draws their families into the community for 36, 48 hours, however long they're here. And it really, really impacts our economy. And certainly grateful for Mark Armstrong and his army of people that put that on each and every year. And Mark does a great job. And I think a lot of Mark. And anyway, but they do a great job. Happy that they have Camp War Eagle, happy what it provides for the new students, but happy what it provides our local retailers and restaurants in the summertime.
I enjoyed it. I loved that. It was one of my college experiences that I tell everybody. It was going on back in the when I came here in 96. Still to this day, she set the tone, and I got to know her really well before it was all said and done with Susan Nunley, the nun. And she was leading cheers and all that.
Still doing it.
As a freshman. And then later on in my career, where I was calling volleyball, and she was the PA announcer for volleyball, and same thing for basketball. And we became friends and sharing pronunciations. When you're calling volleyball, Mayor, there's no Smiths and Jones on any of those teams. Let me just tell you. And so the nun and I had to break bread and break up names a lot of times before the match took place. So, Mayor, as always, I greatly appreciate it. We'll be having coverage tonight, 6 o'clock. They'll get started at 5:55. And, again, it is open to the public, and feel free to listen here on News Talk WANI. Have an awesome day, and tell David, and I think somebody else is coming with him tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. I have to check my email, but I'll see them tomorrow as we will have a recap of the Auburn City Council meeting. So,
Mayor, thank you, Ben.
Yes, sir. Auburn and Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Fox News coming up, top of the hour.